This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2193. Is it too pricey? How to talk about your money values in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are you experiencing inflation in your economy? Today, get some new vocabulary to say what you think is expensive and what you are willing to splurge on. Listen in today for a great connection skill.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get confident. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hello, Michelle. How's it going today?
Good. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. Do we have some exciting poll results to share for our listeners today?
We do. I was waiting on this one. I went into this one I want to know. So guys, if you haven't been listening on Spotify, we give out polls for our episodes. So, And on some of them, we really interact with you and we share the results. So Today we are going to share some results. So on episode 2162, that was dating someone much older, is it accepted in American culture? We talked about May-December relationships where there is a wide age gap in a relationship. And we asked our listeners, have you ever been in a May-December relationship? So in a relationship where someone is the other person, your partner is much older or younger than you. So Lindsay, you want to reveal the results?
Yes, here are the results. So 35% of you said yes, you have, and 65% of you said no, you haven't. So that's kind of interesting.
I thought so too. Do you think it's more people than you expected that have?
No, I think that feels about right to me. But you know, globally, right, we talked about in this episode, and again, what we're talking about here is everyone being over the age of 18, obviously. Okay.
Yes.
Go back and listen to that episode. it's definitely, we talked in that episode about culture, right?
Yeah.
What is the view from American cultural perspectives? It might be different around the world.
Yeah.
So that could be influencing that number. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So guys, thank you for participating in that poll and we'll have more to come. Guys, if you want to follow All Ears English because you haven't already, you will never miss anything from us. So if you hit follow now, then you'll get the episode sent to you. It's going to be super easy. So if you haven't done that already, please hit the follow button.
Love it. Okay. Today we're talking about things that are expensive, right? What we're saying when things are expensive. Now, this is a hot topic right now, Michelle, because inflation has been, especially in 2022, kind of went through the roof. And I know it's not just in the US. I know that I think in Western Europe, it's been high. I thought I heard in the UK, it's been high. And then some countries have experienced like negative inflation too. So what are we getting into today, Michelle?
Yeah, today we are going to be talking about expressing that something is very expensive or too expensive for you. Lindsay, can you think of the last time you didn't buy something because it was too expensive? Is there something that you said, I'm not going to buy that?
I don't know if it's as much for me about items. It's about going out to eat. That's where I've really felt the pain of inflation is going. It feels like every time I go out to eat now, what you spend is two or three times what it used to be. you know?
Yeah.
And then I just get annoyed and I say, oh, Denver doesn't have good enough food to merit that kind of price. So I'm staying home. I kind of protest and I get in a little bit of a fit. Yeah.
That's what funny. About you? Oh, I mean, there's things all the time. So many times I'll see an outfit or something and I'll say, oh, I like that. And then I look at how much it is and I say, I like it, but I don't like it for this amount of money. So that happens kind of frequently. There was also something recently. Actually, we did an episode. Do you remember the one where we said something it is?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
And I had gotten information about how expensive something was. And
right,
I said, okay,
right,
I'm going with the cheaper one. So definitely this happens all the time, for sure. So it's funny. Today, we're going to talk about how to express that something is too expensive. Guys, if you want to learn about saving money abroad, listen to episode 2157. That was Save Money Abroad with These Tips.
Yes. So
that'll help out with today's episode.
Yeah. And this is, you know, today's episode is a connection skill, clearly, because we are all more or less looking at the same price tags, right? If we're buying the same thing, there's not a special price for this person or that person for most things. And so we are all, it's like the weather. We're all kind of experiencing these trends in inflation and the cost of living, the cost of things. So this is a true connection skill, Michelle.
Definitely. Yeah. Because it can connect with somebody, say you can or can't do something, maybe even for a little negotiating. Lots of things here. Lindsay, what is something that you do splurge on? What do you feel okay splurging on? What is worth it to you?
Well, I think when I travel, I like to mix it up. So I'll do kind of a hostel, like a cheaper hostel, one night and one or two nights. And then when we move to the next city in whatever country we're in, we're okay to splurge on a nicer hotel, especially if it's more affordable for us. But I wouldn't do that the entire trip, right? So when I am like treating myself, it has to be a treat. It's not something I get used to and get all the time. Right?
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, that's why it's a splurge. It's not something you do all the time.
It's a great bonus word, by the way, Michelle.
Definitely. Definitely. So, right. Like you said, Lindsay, I think the two of us, we've learned that we would both rather spend money on experiences than physical items. But
definitely,
everybody is different and that's fine. Whatever. Everybody places value differently on different things.
Kind of
funny, but it's true. You know, when I went to see the Pink concert, that was a splurge. When I went to see a Knicks game, that was a splurge. But I don't splurge on jewelry. I don't splurge on clothes, really.
Yeah. And you'll always have the memory. But, you know, everyone gets satisfaction in different ways out of different things, right? So that's fair. And so today we're going to give our listeners some very native and natural vocab to have these conversations.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle? Yeah.
Right. So we're going to start with the basic one.
Yeah, this is basic.
Expensive. That's the word that most of our listeners probably know already. So expensive. It's just costs a lot of money. Lindsay, so do you have expensive taste? Expensive taste, that's a good chunk.
No, I really don't. Because, you know, speaking of hotels, right? When I travel within the U.S., it's a different story, right? Versus splurging on a nicer hotel abroad. I love the basic hotels, Hampton Inn, Hilton, love them because you get free breakfast.
Yes.
You get a nice king bed. The sheets are clean. It's clean. It's basic, but it has everything you need. I was recently having a debate with a friend and they were saying, oh, but what about, you know, Marriott? I said, I don't need it. You know, plus I don't get free breakfast.
Right. right.
So don't get me wrong, I do love a good Marriott. But yeah, I think it's nice to just sort of, I don't know, keep things in check a little bit. Personally, that's who I am. But what about you, Michelle? Would you say you have expensive taste?
Well, it's funny. Expensive taste and what you'll actually spend money are two different things.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm in a store, I find that, oh, this is what I like, and it's the most expensive thing. So my taste might be, I might just
naturally.
You have
good taste, that means, I guess.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know about that, but I'll say, oh gosh, I didn't. And then I realize, okay, maybe I have expensive taste, but I'm not going to take it to the next level of expensive buys. It doesn't always lead to it. Maybe I like the, maybe I like something, but I'm not going to buy it. So.
Yeah. I mean, It's just, there's definitely an adaptation. If we get used to always buying these expensive things, you know, then we get stuck and we can't just kind of come back down to earth sometimes, right? But it sounds like you just have an eye for quality. Usually prices are commensurate with quality, but not always, which is the part where things go off the rails, right? when prices just go up and the quality doesn't go up, right? And that's honestly, that's what I feel like we've seen in the US in the last few years. Tricky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through another word. So this is a fun one. So the same idea as expensive, but this is kind of a cutesy way of saying it. It's pricey.
Yes. Pricey. This is great. It's a little too pricey for me, right? A little too pricey. Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is a longer one, a little bit of an expression here. It's too rich for my blood. Lindsay, what do you think about this one?
I actually didn't know this one. This is interesting.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know it, but I learn something new all the time on this show, right? So you could say, oh, wow, look at that apartment. Too rich for my blood. Love that intonation, right? Too rich for my blood.
Yes. Yes. This one is just kind of fun. It's a little bit gross because we're talking about blood, but it's just saying I don't have that kind of money, basically. And then there is a more basic one also, like out of my budget or out of my price range. So I'd love to get that car, but unfortunately it's out of my budget.
Mm-hmm. Or he wants that shirt, but it's out of his price range. Maybe next time. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think most of these are listeners. These might be new for our listeners, right? Pricey is a really good one. So I love that we're showing our listeners more options other than expensive.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. Now, Michelle, what would you say is worth the money?
We're going to play a little game.
Yes.
So an either or game. So
fun.
Lindsay, let's see what we think. So what is worth the money? A weekend trip or a concert?
So I would say weekend trip, but I've been to a couple of great concerts lately, but I still would say a weekend trip is worth the money. Just being outdoors, having an adventure is what I would choose. What about you?
It depends on who is in the concert, but I would have to say weekend trip as well.
Yeah. It depends on where you're going for the weekend trip too, right?
Exactly. Lindsay, you can ask the next one.
All right. Clothes or stuff for the home? What is worth the money?
It's funny because I wrote this, but I
just to think about it.
I think probably stuff for the home. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm on board with you there.
Stuff for the home.
I just feel like I don't know if I really go out enough to worry that much about expensive clothes. You know what I mean? When I lived in New York and when I was 25 going out, right? Maybe I would have said something different. But now, nesting a little bit here, right?
Well, it's funny you say that because I was just thinking about this earlier. Do you ever have do you have something that you own that's a little nicer okay, I'll give you an example. What I'm wearing today, this is one of my pricier shirts, sweaters, not very pricey, but I'm wearing it today, but then sometimes I feel to wear it on a weekday, I'm not really seeing anybody. I'm with my kids. Like, is it worth it to wear this shirt today or do save it for weekends? And then I'll have things that I just don't wear and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree. No, 100%. I agree. So I would say stuff for the home, you know, it depends on what it is. Are we talking about a couch that can go a long way. A comfortable couch can go a long way.
I would say something on a similar level to clothes. So maybe appliances or pillows for the couch, some sort of decorative.
Okay. Yeah. I would still say probably the home. That's funny. Yeah. I probably definitely wouldn't have said that 10 years ago, but hey, life changes. Michelle, what about a new computer or a new TV?
I'm going to say new computer.
No, completely agree because we work online and computers need to move fast, right? Mm-hmm. They need good CPUs to move fast and help you get your work done faster. TV is just, I mean, how, I don't know, but it's how much TV. Better can it really be? It's the same show. Right.
Exactly. So, okay. Well, that was a fun little game I had planned. Let's go into a role play. So we're going to show you guys these words in action. So here, Lindsay and I are roommates looking for items for our place.
And it sounds like maybe we have different values around what to spend money on. Maybe.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. These curtains are beautiful.
Yeah, but look at the price, Lindsay. They're really expensive.
Well, that's true. I guess they are out of our budget.
Yeah. I do love these candles. They'd be a great centerpiece.
So nice. $300? Come on.
Oh, that's too rich for my blood.
For sure. Way too pricey.
Not splurging on candles.
No way. Okay, so it sounds like we actually do line up.
Actually, we do line up,
which is good. I bet this is, I mean, they say that money is one of the hardest things for, if you're in a romantic relationship, for couples.
People fight about it the most, right? Ooh, that's one of the biggest things people fight about.
Because everyone has a different association with money. It means something different to different people. Yeah. For some people, it's freedom. For some people, it's power. For some people, it's, I don't know. You could put any word in there and that's what money is, right?
Right. And it can also have something to do with the way you grew up. So if you grew up, how your parents raised you to look at money, if two people have really wildly different ways of looking at that, that can influence as well.
And I feel like inevitably, no matter who you're coupled up with, you're going to have some differences in the way you look at money. It's never going to be 100% lined up because you didn't have the same upbringing and your parents didn't have the same experiences in their childhood. You know, like my grandmother, she lived through the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Right. And so she used to save little rubber bands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she was living in our home in 2008, she was saving rubber bands, right? Aww. Because she was born in 1908. Yeah. And that's what her formative years were during the Great Depression. So I don't know. It's just history really comes in. Right.
Ooh, this is an interesting conversation topic. I mean, we could talk about this more. So maybe we'll get to it another day.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'll come back to it. Good stuff. All right, Michelle. Guys, don't forget to hit that follow button. You now have the skills to go and have a conversation about inflation, if that's happening in your world, or just about money values. What do you like to spend money on? What is too pricey? What's not worth it? You have the words. All right.
Did we go through the role play?
Oh, we forgot. Oops. Hey.
There we go. So you said these curtains are beautiful, but I said they are really expensive. So that's the basic word.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, that's true. I guess they are out of our budget, right? Good to have a budget. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out these candles are $300. Candles can be surprisingly expensive. I don't know about $300, but I've been in some stores where I've looked at some candles and I'm not a candle person, but no, just for fun.
Either.
And they can be expensive. I don't know about
Interesting.
Expensive, though. And I said, that's too rich for my blood.
Like that sing-songiness, too rich for my blood, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And then I said, for sure, way too pricey. I'm really emphasizing the way too pricey.
Mm-hmm. And then this was our bonus for today. And I just said, not splurging on candles. And interesting, I didn't say I'm not splurging on candles. I just said,
we're not
splurging on. Yeah, right. Exactly. We just said, not splurging on candles. So
that's it. Dropping some grammar there, which very modern, very, very native right now. Okay. Yeah. So pay attention to that, guys. And I said, no way. Okay. So we do line up. Thank goodness we didn't get into any kind of disagreement.
No problem.
So that's
We're good.
All right, Michelle. Very good stuff. Yeah.
This was fun, Lindsay. And guys, we hope that whatever you're buying today, that it's good stuff and that you do splurge on something for yourself if you can.
All right, good stuff. Thanks for being on the mic today, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.